This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2258. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded August 29th, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Costa Rica, Cuba, Egypt, Finland, Indonesia, Kiribati, Korea North, Malaysia, Mongolia, Netherlands, North America, Romania, Russia, Sao Tome, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Lucio Otavio Bobovic in Brazil reports on one of the shortwave pirates there, which ought to be audible elsewhere. It's on 9290. It's Radio Araucaria, heard on the 20th of August at 2224 to 2242 UT, with IDs and Show da Musica, but modulation stopped at 2237. Paul Walker in Alaska inquired of the engineers at the transmitter site of RNA Brazil about the actual azimuth of their two frequencies. And they told him 11780 is beamed at 312 degrees for the Amazon, as you might expect, but 6180, they said, is for South America at 239 degrees. That may explain why the signal there is not so good as it used to be, because there was an old coverage map showing it was pointing more to the north before then. Canadian radio news from Dan Cease in the IRCA group says Chorus has announced that CHED 630 in Edmonton will relocate to 880 on October 9th to provide better city coverage and upgraded listening experience. 880 was the former home of the now-defunct CHQT. That's from the Edmonton Journal. Summer noise had abated just enough for me to detect once again on 2749 USB, one of the Canadian Coast Guard marine weather frequencies. It was in French at 0309 UT August 29th. That's listed as Halifax. There are three others time-sharing the frequency. According to IB, this broadcast lasts from 0240 to 0310, and all of them are in a break between 0500 and 0740. The other 2 MHz frequency to keep an ear on is 2598 USB for several stations around Newfoundland and Labrador. Especially in Europe, if you hear Canadian content on 6070, it's not necessarily CFRX. El Radio Escucha, via AER in Spain, says Radio City, the station of the cars, which originates in Canada, has a monthly broadcast on Channel 292 Germany, 6070 and 9670, from 08 to 09 UT, on the last Saturday of each month, such as August 31st. And Lucio Otavio Bobovic in Brazil also reports those Chilean pirates, or I guess it's one station on two frequencies, RCW, on 6925, August 19th at 2311 to 2321, seem to be relaying news program Radiograma from Radio BOBO. And then on August 21st at midnight 18 to midnight 35, there was football coverage on 7535, a South American championship. Zaharias Yangas in Greece has been using some software which hears and transcribes and translates a radio broadcast or any other audio, such as on 17440.05, Sound of Hope, IDing at 0853 on August 24th via remote in Australia. Among other things, this was identified as People's Association Radio, or something like, pardon my tones, Je suis Linhui Guangbo Dian Dai. And after 0908, it continuously referred to the Falun Gong for more than 20 minutes. On the Real DX list, Jean Burnell in Canada says, I've been going through all my Perseus recordings I made in Costa Rica in late January and early February, and I found another station that is not listed in WRTH or MW list. Its webpage from 2016 still exists, but the streaming audio does not work. Most recent post on its Facebook page is from 2019. Nevertheless, he recorded this Radio Pacifico from Punta Arenas, Costa Rica on 31 January and was significantly off frequency. Look out for that. 729.830 kHz. See that it was on the air every day from around 11:30 UT to just after midnight. The carrier was fairly strong for a 1 kilowatt station. It was roughly 100 kilometers from Punta Arenas, but the audio was always very weak. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. 6,000 kilohertz is their main evening frequency for English to us. But August 25th at 0213, it was 30 over 9, but just barely modulated, and I cannot even be sure it was in English. At times they've used another frequency with very good modulation and strength, 9700, but that was no longer heard. Then on August 28th at 0627, 6,000 was on the air, 45 over 9, but the air was dead. That's supposedly their English frequency earlier. On August 29th at 0316, RHC English could be heard on 6,000 up to 40 over 9, but it was suppressed and distorted modulation, and still no 9700. Then I got this reply from David Crawford in Florida about my previous report. He says, I haven't heard any daytime RHC during random checks for the past week or so, at least around 14 UT, nor the return in the midday number station HM01. One wonders if RHC is finally on their terminal run HF to failure phase, following which they become an internet-only service. However, 5025 was on today, as I've often heard it, so-so modulation quality and fair signal. That's Radio Rebelde, of course, but later at night it seems to be running dead air as well. Andy Reid in Ontario reported on 9440. Radio Cairo is somewhat intelligible at 22 UT, August 25th. I checked it at 2213 and it was 25 over 9 into Holland, very loud but extremely distorted. I had not heard it for months and was hardly motivated to keep checking for it. Something's always amiss at Abyss. Kari Kallio in Finland says, there's an interesting ELS radio frequency restoration underway regarding medium wave 963 kHz in Pori or Björnbjör, where an unused 1 megawatt radio station may get a new life if a religious community succeeds in that project. Finland seems to be going in a completely different direction than the rest of the world on the steam radio front, and it's really exciting. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, if the seals don't get in the way, Ron Howard continues his regular monitoring of RRI Nambiri, Indonesia on 7289.93. On August 23rd, he listened from 0811 until tuning out when it was still going at 10.05. On August 27th, from 0825 until suddenly off the air at 0900. On August 29th, an anomaly, from 0825 until off at 0916, but there was no music, just announcers. And there was no Islamic segment. That's very rare for that to be missed, ordinarily around 0900. Via remotes in California, Dan Robinson was also pleased to hear Nambiri on 7289.983. From 0854 through 10 UT on August 28th with a beautiful clear ID after 1000. Ron Howard also monitored the Voice of Indonesia relay via WRMI 7780, their Channel 2 program, August 27th at 0759 to 0823. They mentioned listeners and viewers, so this is actually an audio feed from their TV programming. This Channel 2 is completely different from VOI Channel 1, as heard direct on 3325 and 4755. Chris Rogers, Australia, follows up his report last week about the sign-off times he observed of medium wave stations in the Pacific about Radio Kiribati. He heard their sign-off announcement, a rare example of a frequency also given in meters, rarely heard on an AM station. 1440 kHz. Radio Kiribati, Tarawa. Sign-off at 1130, heard both in Gilbertese and followed by English. This is Radio Kiribati, the national broadcasting service of the Republic of Kiribati in the Central Pacific. We are broadcasting from our studio in Bairiki, Tarawa, on a frequency of 1,440 kHz, 208.24 meters in the medium wave band. We are closing transmissions tonight, but we'll be back on the air at 25 minutes past 6 tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Good night and sleep well, and bye for now. And then they played the national anthem and off the air at 11:33. By the way, their other station on 846 kHz in faraway eastern Kiribati or Kurismas Island is still missing. I check that frequency almost every night. Ron Howard reports Shokazi Sea Breeze on 5920 in the clear, since another clandestine Voice of Freedom was not using it, on Wednesday, August 28th for the weekly English broadcast at 13 UT. today's news flash, they call it. Rick Barton found that frequency, and Hiroshi in Japan also reported the change of frequencies effective Tuesday, August 27th. Usually it's a bit toward the beginning of a month rather than the end. In any event, at 13 to 14 now, on 5920 and 5965, replacing 6070 and 6165. And repeat at 16 UT is on 6165 and 5935. Ron Howard also reports National Unity Radio, broadcasting from South Korea via Taiwan for North Korea on 7340. That one-minute English segment, Wednesday, August 28th at 12:38, otherwise mostly in Korean, the segment said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." There was light North Korean jamming. That quotation was from Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Yet more from Ron Howard about 11665 Malaysia, YFM. It's for Sarawak, but broadcasting from the non-Sarawak portion of Malaysia on the west coast. In Kuching, the original YFM is on 101.3 FM. WAI refers to a common call to friends and groups of the same or lower social status in Sarawakian languages. Anyhow, on this date, he heard it from 12:02 till suddenly left the air at 12:23 on August 24th. There was exceptionally good reception until it cut off, mostly pop songs and announcers. The other Sarawak relay on 9835, Sarawak FM, continues to be silent. Ron reminds us that Malaysia Independence Day, or National Day, is August 31st, marking independence of the Federation of Malaya from the British Empire. However, it's not the Independence Day for Sarawak, but YFM might still make note of it. Voice of Mongolia shortwave frequencies are always skewed to the low side. Wolfgang Büscher measured it on 12014.875. In Japanese at 12 to 1230 UT, August 22nd. And via remote in Japan at 1318. Netherlands, Kari Kallio in Finland says, Radio Classic Sunday can be heard again on the 1st of September between 18 and 09 UT on 6185. It's the fourth anniversary, looking back at the close down of Radio Veronica and Radio Nordzee. Classic Sunday broadcasts on its own frequency, 6185, via Piepzender in Holland, but Radio Delta will join in this party on 6170. Furthermore, Channel 292 Germany contributes to the history of piracy with its entire arsenal Friday and Saturday, I guess that's August 30th and 31st, on 3955, 6070, and 9670. This is an event that tickles the memory cells from the times when radio operations in Europe changed radically and definitively. It can be difficult for people today to understand. It had to be lived in order to fully understand its impact. It's good to remember what it was all about. Furthermore, Radio Caroline, now legal in the UK, is airing a 50th anniversary tribute to Dutch offshore stations. North America, station YHWH, the Antichrist Pirate, on 7475 AM, has been active just about every evening, roughly between 03 and 04 UT, as heard by Tony Pavic and Walt Simon of NBC, Eric Fetterswalp in Washington, Rick Barton in Arizona, and myself. At least August 26th to 29th, but still very anemic modulation, says Rick. In BCDX and WWDXC, Alexander Busniag in Germany says many of the Radio Romania jingles used in the past, and some still today, on their domestic and international services come from an album SCD-240 by Sonotone, S-O-N-O-T-O-N. It can be found online. For example, the first track, Noon Bulletin, used to be played for news and deeply engraved in my memory. Now and again, it's still being heard as filler on RRI. The extra sport track also used to be on the news on RR Actualitatsi. Breaking news can still be heard on Antenna Satellor, and publicity from the Russian program on RRI. Kai Ludwig explains this is a generic library of production music, widely used at the time. Sonotone stuff appeared, if I remember correctly, also on VOA programming. It could be worth diving into this collection to see what sounds familiar. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2258, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who sent a money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. Sorry, my voice broke there, which is why this program is really full of edits, but I thought you might enjoy that one, just as unexpected to me as it may have been to you. Anyhow, Robert Gruska says, the weekly radio broadcast and podcast in the Radio Loggings Digest continue to be timely, informative sources of DX News each week. Thanks for your continued efforts. Let's try again. That zip code is 73702. Filed this week under Russia, but it could be Belarus or Kaliningrad, about Music Wave Radio 3940. We talked about it last week. Now Roger Tower in Germany says, what is supposed to be pirate about this station? It's transmitting from the territory of a totalitarian state, day after day with significant power, without being bothered. The music program with Western music and the reading of listeners' letters is their honeypot. On the side, they play nostalgic songs that thematize the former Red Army and are supposed to ensure better reputation. But they also do not stop at modern Russian rap that glorifies the PMC Wagner. Inflationary allocation of EQSLs, where no attention is paid to program details or SINPO values. The operator also makes a podcast for WRN. 3 years ago, they pretended that the podcasts offered on the Internet were broadcast by station operators with whom they supposedly had absolutely nothing to do. And Roger says, from my point of view, this is nothing more than a special broadcasting operation. If a real pirate radio station were to do something like Echo Moscow did 2 years ago, their presence on the airwaves would soon be over. Alexander Myatlikov replies, the transmitter operator and podcast producer are different persons. The latter lives in Moscow, but it's obvious that he knows what kind of music and propaganda is stashed along with his podcast on 3940. Lucas Bondura in BC replies, LOL, shortwave and medium-wave pirates are quite common in Russia and Ukraine. You can tune a Kiwi SDR there around 1600 to 1800 kilohertz and 2900 to 3200 any night and hear many pirates playing music. There's no reason to think that music wave radio would be much more likely to get busted than any of those other stations. The big difference is that he obviously has more money for equipment and cares about having an audience outside of Russia. The medium wave pirates are very low power. This seems to be just a very dedicated hobbyist who enjoys the propaganda programs. Also note, a new station from supposedly near Moscow called Jazz Radio has been heard the last few days on 6850 AM. Then Roger Tower forwards a post from the VK.com forum from Yevgeny Shaden, S-H-A-D-E-N, of Music Wave Radio, asking for music requests. And his program on the Russian service of WRN is called in translation Phonotech of Time. We now know a bit more about the sudden close down of the VOA relay in Saint-Thomas et Principe. This is from the FB Group Radio Magazine via mediumwave.info and Mike Terry, translated from French. Authorities would have been warned only a few days earlier. On July 12th, the President of the Republic, Carlos Villanova, received the American ambassador to Leonardo Mishingi. Only at the end of the meeting did the ambassador reveal the closure of the transmitter center, citing a date. The U.S. ambassador then spoke with the Prime Minister. At the exit of this second meeting, the ambassador told the press that the decision has already been communicated to the authorities and more than 30 workers at the station, ensuring that their rights are respected. Such a quick end must perhaps be related to the signing of a military technical agreement between Russia and the government of Saint-Thomé last May, an agreement that plans for the training and use of weapons, military equipment, and visits of aircraft, warships, and other Russian ships. The U.S. got the news from leaks from Russia and not the government of Saint-Thomé. The initial contract expired in 2022. The amount to be paid annually by IBB was $368,000. It was extended 2 years and, unless reconducted, was scheduled to end on June 25th next year. The amount to pay had been raised to $800,000 per year. USAGM had until August 21st to pay the rent. Then Michel Frémy of Radio Magazine explains, the agreement was signed on April 24, 2024 in St. Petersburg, but it's only become known now. The official bulletin of the Russian government published it on May 6th, before Saint Tome reported it. The rest of the info was communicated confidentially to Radio Magazine by a person working in Saint Tome. The source cannot be communicated. Kai Ludwig in Germany replies, "No American source has indicated a decision to leave Saint Tome was because of Russia. I would not jump to such a conclusion from the word of fired engineers. It's unsurprising that USAGM decided after the unexpected budget cuts hit them to get rid of a facility that must be rather expensive to run, although it means doing without medium wave coverage of West Africa." About those chirps we heard last week on Saudi Arabia's service for Yemen on 11935.4, I've continued to monitor it. Sometimes it's totally in the clear, no problem, either direct or via the remote in Holland. However, August 26th at 0418, the chirping was more rapid, maybe four times a second, but irregular, with USB tuning, but in AM, one would only hear clicks above a much weaker program modulation. According to the waterfall, there were spikes going upward from 11935.5 past 11937. This transmitter keeps finding new ways to disrupt itself, unless that was external jamming, but that does not seem to be so. In the NASA flash sheet, Bob Brossel in Wisconsin had an UNID on 9715, August 23rd, until off at 10:58, unlisted anywhere. Wolfgang Bischel explains it's a frequency change for the Korean service of Radio Taiwan International, actually measured 6 Hz below 9715. It got off 9700 in order to avoid New Zealand. Last week we had news of a contest by Radio Taiwan International. And now another shortwave station on Taiwan has its own contest, which we heard about via El Radio Escucha. It is Fuxin Broadcasting Station, whose main frequencies are 9410 and 15375. You need to fill out a form on their website, and you'll be entered in a drawing, apparently, for some Sanjian radios, and meanwhile get a special QSL, although you might have to hear the station. Here's the website, www.fhbs.com.tw. Entered before October 15th, and the drawing is on October 21st. Ben Cobb reports that Skycast Services of Miami has added a new transmission site in Snohomish County, Washington, for its WN2XCF operation, previously authorized in Oxford Junction, Iowa, and Maple Park, Illinois. Skycast has never revealed the purpose of transmissions, which began in 2016 from WI2XER in Riverhead, New York. It only said they are aimed at receivers in Western Europe. I believe it is sending trading data. The expanded license permits operation in almost all megahertz bands between 6 and 20 megahertz, with 145,994.8 watts ERP. Although VOA has been canceling many language services or curtailing them, here's one they are adding, according to a press release August 26th via Fred Waterer. VOA begins broadcasting to the Fulani-speaking audience in Africa, an estimated population of more than 40 million across West and Central Africa. The Fula people are considered to be the world's largest nomadic group. The inaugural program, Fula Voices, is a 30-minute radio show for Fulani youth. No times or frequencies in that, but Alan Rowe later found them. It's weekly on Fridays only at 16:30 to 17 UT on 17630, transmitter site not given. This has been the subject of much discussion in our group. Dan Robinson says the addition of VOA language services can almost always be traced to pressure from certain members of Congress with constituent interests. Note that the USAGM's 2024 strategic plan stated, establishment of VOA Fulani Language Service in fiscal year 2024. VOA will invest $1.647 million to establish a full-fledged Fulani Language Service. Fulani is not going to have the number of new USG employees that other VOA services have, but once a service starts, similar to when any USG agency is given life, it usually never closes. Another hot topic derives from a Washington Times article of August 22nd by Ted Lippian titled, "How Hatred of a Trump Official Blinded Voice of America to Putin's Spying." However, Rodney Johnson points out, the Washington Times has a long record of hyped stories, shoddy reporting, and failure to correct errors. It appears that until transmitters can be repaired, WTWW is operating only about 2 hours a night at 01 to 03 UT or maybe 3:30 on 5085, especially on UT Saturdays for World of Radio at 03. August 29th after 03 UT, I found WRMI in English with Freedom Synergy Radio. That's the Miami-based pro-Taiwan anti-PRC program. But it was also in parallel, contrary to schedule, on 9955. As we warned you last week, WCBS 880 New York came to an end on August 26th. Via IRCA, here's a recording by Jerry Hart in Niagara Falls of the transition at 0359 UT.
Let us have our goodbye, sir. Have a last show. That's something very rare. I thank them for that. And I thank my dad for driving me into New York City in 1978. Parents, you never know what impact these random acts of love and attention may have on your children. I'm Wayne Cabot, and for the final time, this is WCBS, New York.
WHSQ and WCBS-FM, HD2, New York.
Puts the lead over the Braves in the NL East to 6 after Atlanta's loss to...
Of course, there is still news in New York on WINS 1010. And Arthur Posner says at 15 UT August 26th, the same sports talk programming is on both 880 and 1050 WEPN. Some other medium wave developments. Terry Kruger in Florida says KWAM Memphis 990 was presumably the source of a terribly off-channel 988.4 kHz August 10th at 1059 UT, measured elsewhere as 988.475, but was not hearing any audio. Nor have I heard this off-frequency since then. From Radio Insight, August 7th, via the Arctic Radio Club, WQBA 1140 in Miami has changed its format. The Latino Media Network has relaunched it with News Talk Monday, August 12th, instead of Televisa Univision's TUDN Deportes Sports Network. It will become El Pulso de Miami, providing a primary source of news, entertainment, sports, and information to preserve language and cultural traditions across generations while fostering a sense of community and belonging. From awfulannouncing.com via Steve Witt, Medium Wave Circle, WXYT 1270 Detroit tried being sports rap radio, that is sports talk for the black community, starting in June, but they gave up on August 27th and returned to the Bet Detroit. So far, Radio Vanuatu has stayed on 7260, which I hear around 0630, and Ron Howard does much later into the night. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued August 26th. ANKNSEs of 5 and 2 through September 21st, except for 8 and 3 on the 17th and 18th, when unsettled conditions are possible due to positive polarity coronal hole influence. Solar flux rising from 245 August 30th to a peak of 285 September 10th, and down to 240 by September 20th. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2258, inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.